Hey guys, Carl at Fisherman's Landing here. Just want to give you an update what's been going on. Hope everyone's having a good start to the new year here. The fleet's been busy getting ready for this upcoming season here, doing bow work and getting their schedules up for 2022 here. We'll start off with the half day. They got trips scheduled all of February and March. We got the Halibut Derby going every Wednesday. He's doing one trip a day, extended half day trips during the week, then normal 2-day trips during the weekend there, departing at 6:30 and 1 o'clock on the afternoon, 7 o'clock during the week there. So if you want to hop on the Halibut Derby, remember $10 goes to the jackpot, and then the heaviest fish after the 6 or 7 weeks of fishing wins the jackpot there. So that's a very excellent time. The Liberty's got Coronado Island trips up during the weekends, Coronado Island trips during the week. Passports are required for those trips, and he is running Colonnet trips all of February on the weekends there. So if you want to hop up, hop on one of those, just get online. A lot of them are already filled up here, but if there's a few open spots there on the Colonnet trips. The Coronado Island trips are very light. His first trip is this Saturday and Sunday. If you guys want to get that off the dock, give us a call or go online at fishermanslanding.com and make reservations. We got the Islander. We got the Condor, the Pacific Queen, the Fortune, the Pegasus, all got their trips up here for during the summer and early spring trips here. If you guys want to hop on one of these trips, they will all be targeting bluefin and yellowtail. Hopefully that stuff will be out at Cortez or Tanner there, or maybe down the beach. The long-range boats have been seeing that bigger bluefin on their way down and back up on their trips, on their longer trips. So same thing that's been they've been doing the last couple of years. Fish Cortez and Tanner all fall, that type of stuff. Seem like they make their way down about 200 miles, and they start working their way back up during the springtime. So it seems like that's going to be the MO here for this upcoming season. No crazy weather patterns just starting to show up. Great weather, it looks like here, and good bait situation and good water temperature and current and stuff. So we're very excited for that. Most of these trips start in March. On most of these trips here, we got a couple trips in April also, May, June. Obviously by then, everyone's full speed. I know the Searcher added some 2.5-day trips on their website there. You would have to go to searchersportfishing.com. Some of the long-range boats also, if you want to look for a little longer trip. But the Islander is running day-and-a-half, 2.5-day trips. The Fortune is going to run day-and-a-half, 2.5-day trips also. Same with the Condor and the Pacific Queen, so lots of different options for you. The Mustang will have their schedule up soon. They're full-speed doing boat work also. And the Tomahawk should be up and running here in the next few months also. They're just finishing up their boat work and everything. But love to get you guys on the water early, make your reservations early, so you don't miss out for another great year. It looks like it's going to be there on this bluefin and this yellowtail early spring stuff. So give us a call here at 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com. You can search by trip length when you want to go or boat, whatever your favorite boat is. Again, fishermanslanding.com or give us a call here at 619-221-8500. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.